Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I love escaping reality and going to see movies. And thank you, too, so much for the feedback that we got. For example, with David Traub, the executive producer of the movie Jobs. Totally cool movie. We also had Peter Engel from, he's the one that created Saved by the Bell. So that was incredible. And again, if you haven't checked out those segments, please do. Go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. It's great continuing to get feedback from some previous heroes that we've had on our show. Now let's talk about our next hero, Shelby Elwood. Now she is with and she is the founder of Cobrania Media, and you could reach her at CobraniaMedia.com. Let me spell that out, CobraniaMedia.com, or of course, we'll have the link on our website, Alliances.com. Now, Shelby has done so many things in film that literally would probably take the entire show to talk about all of your titles. But Shelby, just go ahead and let's, if you can mention 4 to 5 titles of things that you've done within the movie industry.
Writer, producer, director, set designer, sound engineer.
And about 100 more other things. I think you pretty much have done, have you done pretty much almost everything that consists of it?
I have. In a small business, you have to do a little bit of everything. The bigger it gets, the more people get involved. But when you're launching it, you do it all.
Now, you have over 20 films that are credited to you. Now, let's talk about, though, this feature film now that you've got, a documentary called Transcend. And that's T-R-A-N-S-C-E-N-D. Now, this is pretty incredible because it's a hot topic right now. Now, Shelby, I want you to steal the thunder and tell us, in essence, what Transcend is about.
David, I had the opportunity to work with some transgender men and women in Memphis, Tennessee, in a series of workshops. And we filmed these, and we created a film that actually... we call it the journey from gender to self. It is the search for authenticity, the search for equality, and the search for self. And I think the question in the film comes down to, who are you? Who are you really? Who is your authentic self? Whether you're male or female, cis or trans or non-binary, in between, you, whoever you say you are, that's who your brain says you are. And this is really what the film explores.
Now, why is this such a hot topic now? I mean, this isn't something that's new, right? So it's something that's been around for probably, I would imagine, almost ever. But yet, it's always now lately in the news. Your timing is phenomenal coming out with the documentary. But why now?
You know, this project found me. I was working on a different film, and I got unexpected funding to do this, and the timing was such that I actually was able to do it. So I went forward with it, and it happened that 3 weeks when we started, the entire country boiled over with legislation discriminating against transgender men and women. They are not covered by... In the language of civil rights legislation, they should be protected by civil rights legislation, but in the LGBT legislation that is passed, that people typically think of it as gay rights legislation. So they are singled out for discrimination.
Now, yeah, and I guess for those that maybe aren't so involved, it's hard to understand all the things that are going on regarding transgender and identifying and various things and stuff. How has the film that you've now produced, how has it changed you?
It made me understand so much more. It made me think about people's rights as human rights, not any specific group of people, but everyone having human rights as humans.
And you're listening to Alliances Heroes. Be a hero with me, David Kogan. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. And we're interviewing Shelby Elwood. You could reach her at CobraniaMedia.com. CobraniaMedia.com. In fact, Shelby, you're part of the Alliances community. And what's really cool is you did your movie release recently with the Alliances community. Now, what was that like, and how has it been to be able to be part of Alliances?
Oh, my gosh, David. I was so honored to be invited to have a private screening of the film for the Alliances community. They are an incredibly supportive group, and this really cuts across gender, socioeconomics. This cuts across. This goes into business people supporting business people. And the movie industry is a business. So when I get support from other business people, it's very encouraging to me as a film producer. But then I also got the support of my friends who said, this is a relevant topic and you have helped us. A quote, you made me think, you made me laugh, you made me cry, you made me think. That's my goal.
And I mean, to be able to do that in film is, how long is the film too?
It's 65 minutes.
65 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So what in essence do you, you know, with you've done so many different things within the film industry. And by the way, when people know that someone's in the film industry, they think it's all glitz and all glamour and all sexy. Is it?
It's a lot of work.
And with all the positions that you've had, which one have you enjoyed the most?
Directing is the funnest part, but I think writing is the most rewarding part because you get to bring your characters to life.
And of the 20 films that you've been credited with, has there one that stands out the most, or is this the one that stands out the most now?
Well, it's like your children. Which one of them do you love the most? I love the one that's in my arms the most.
And again, we're talking with Shelby. You could reach her at CobraniaMedia.com. And she just released the documentary called Transcend. And that's TRANSCEND. And of course, again, we'll have the link on our website, alliances.com. How did you go about finding people to be part of your documentary?
I was working with a minister in Memphis that hosts these talkback workshops. And she and a couple of activists, LGBT activists in Memphis, brought them all together. I hadn't met some of them until the night we actually started filming. We had 13 people involved. It was a wonderful group of folks.
And tell me a little bit more about the movie itself.
The movie explores a little bit about the commonality that they all have. They're 13 very individual people, ranging in ages from 24 to 70. We have a priest. We have a doctor. We have a school teacher. We have a counselor. You know, we have a wide range of people from all walks of life, but they all share a commonality of, I knew from the time I was a child that I was different. So we follow their stories a little bit. We hear it in their own words. And then we look at what they still face. Even the ones that are post-surgical still face discrimination, still face hatred, still face difficulty with their civil rights and their human rights.
So you're saying all have noticed something different about themselves as a child?
Yes, yes. They knew from childhood.
What are some of the myths regarding the industry?
People tend to think it's a choice. If your brain tells you you're something, your brain knows. People think it's a choice. People think it's done for attention. People think that it is to make a point. These folks are just seeking authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to believe that.
Absolutely interesting. Now, if you were talking to recent college grads who want to go into the film industry itself, and they want to produce a documentary that's going to be, you know, incredible, hard-hitting, something new, something the latest and greatest, something that is a very hot topic like you happen to be involved with right now and stuff of that, what are some of the secrets you would share with them to be successful as you've been in the industry?
Obviously, you need to stay relevant and engaged in what is happening in the world. You need to be a news hound. You need to be involved in what topics are trending and what people are talking about. If you can tell a story, you can tell a story about anything. And documentary filmmaking is storytelling as well.
Excellent. Well, again, make sure that you check out Shelby Elwood. Go to CorobraniaMedia.com. She's your point of person contact for it. And again, amazing. Make sure you check out Transcend. David Kogan with Alliances. And when we return, oh, wait till you hear who we have. I'll give you a hint. Yoda. Here we go. David Kogan with Alliances.